This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
Freestyle Friday, everybody, and I am Glenn the Geek from Ocala, Florida.
And I'm Wendy Ying from Sarasota, Florida, and you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for July 12th. This is episode 700. Ooh. This episode is brought to you by Kentucky Performance Products. Good morning, horse world!
I can't take it anymore!
Thank God it's Friday!
I would like, if I may, to take you on a strange journey.
Work all week so that we can eat and own a little piece of God's ground. And paper, damn, pen, red tape never ends. The stress can turn a smile into a frown. I need some horsing around.
Well, good morning, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us here on Freestyle Friday. It's Freestyle Friday because by the time Friday came around, Jamie and I were getting tired and anything could happen, so we just named it Freestyle Friday. You never know what happens on Fridays. And Wendy, I gotta say that this morning I got up, it was about 6:15, 6:30. It was just getting light out here in Ocala and our beautiful little farm here, and I took the dog for her walk, and I was thinking, wow, the clouds are kind of a strange color, and the sky is just kind of a strange color. And on the way back from walking the dog, I looked up, and there was the most perfect rainbow, complete rainbow, right above me.
Oh,
that's a way to start a Friday,
That's a great way to start a Friday. I think it's a message to you that it's going to be a super day.
Then the cat peed on the floor, and the horse acted like he was colicking. So I'm not sure what that rainbow meant.
Maybe it said, just keep going. It'll be okay.
And, you know, it would have been more perfect had the rainbow actually been if it was Friday the 13th. Now, wouldn't that have been perfect?
Oh, yeah.
But it's only the 12th. Yep. So, but it was fun to see a rainbow. Jennifer's going to post a picture of it. She took pictures with her phone, and she's going to post a picture of it on her Facebook page this morning. But yeah, are you getting any of the, I guess this storm Chantel that we were supposed to get here in Florida has dissipated now and is just a pile of mush at this point?
Yeah, we didn't get any rain down here in Sarasota. I mean, maybe a few sprinkles, but we get that every day in the afternoon.
Yeah, our sprinkles yesterday afternoon lasted about 45 minutes and gave us 2 inches of rain. So it just came down yesterday. We've been getting that a lot, though. Almost every day here in Ocala, we get the afternoon thunderstorms and rain. And that's been pretty consistent this year.
It's nice because it cools it off in the afternoon.
It does. Yes, it does. Yep, and you don't have to water your plants. You don't have to worry about
that
either.
Nope, you don't have to water your plants.
Jennifer, what's coming up on today's show? And Jennifer, you're on.
Here I am.
Yeah,
on
there
today's
you go.
Kentucky Performance Products Freestyle Friday Edition. I am here. Think of it. Your washed up old hunt horse could have a second career as a bloodhound. That's right. Terry Nowicki is here this morning to tell us about scent tracking with horses. And after a fervent run through the week's headlines and perhaps a list or three, really bad ads raises its ugly head for a final raft track of the week. So stay tuned for the fray, folks.
Very good. Well, thank you, Jennifer. I have my daily whinny. I kind of have a special daily whinny today, and that is for a girl by the name of Melissa Runderhausen. And she is a hunter or jumper rider, and she's based actually here in Ocala and then in Pennsylvania in the summertime. Well, she just happened to be going through New Holland, Pennsylvania, where there's a big horse auction that unfortunately a lot of the horses end up going to Canada for meat. But that is where I grew up. I grew up in New Holland, had an office actually right beside the horse auction there for many years. So I'm very familiar with it. Bought some of my horses there that turned out to be quite nice horses and ponies. But she happened to be going by, Wendy, the horse auction, and thought, I'll just stop by. I bought horses there before. Why not? And she had no intention of actually going there or stopping or anything. But when she did, she was walking through the aisles, and this horse, this thoroughbred, was skinny. I mean, skinny, skinny thoroughbred. It didn't have any meat on its bones at all. It was in, they just tie them, the horses up in these long rows. Well, apparently he was a little agitated by the horses beside him, and he broke his lead and went running down the aisle right into the arms of Melissa Runderhausen. Melissa took that. Melissa caught him and brought him back and everything. And, you know, the picture of him, I mean, he was skinny and he was limping and he was filthy. And so she said, I'm going to buy this horse. And she did. $60. Nobody bid. Not even the killer guys bid on this horse because it was so skinny. So she took it home to her farm there in Pennsylvania. And she did a little research on the horse and found out that this horse had earned $241,000 racing before.
Wow.
So it wasn't, you know, a do-nothing racehorse. This horse had actually won some money. She stayed there. She had no trailer or anything because she wasn't playing on the bike. She was just passing through. So she stayed there all day until her trailer got there. Like at 6 o'clock at night, she spent the time with that horse. Just wouldn't leave its side, and then brought it home. She had a veterinarian come out, and the veterinarian found an abscess in the foot, and that's where the lameness came from. But aside for that, said other than low body weight, he's actually fine. So after after a couple days, he's doing much better. She said he doesn't pin his ears or bite, but he does stick his tongue out for peppermints. So this horse is at a new, nice new home, and she said he's going to be heading to our way down here in Ocala over the winter, and he'll be trained up to be a jumper horse. So congratulations to Melissa, and thank you for doing that. I know, you know, I've told this story before that my lifetime pony Piper, I bought standing there that a killer was probably going to buy at New Holland. I bought Piper for $100 and turned out to be the best pony I ever had in my life. That's the one that taught us to drive. So, you know, you sometimes do get lucky. You have to know what you're doing buying horses at auctions, but sometimes you do get lucky.
And it's like adopting dogs. You're saving a life, too. So, I mean, there's two benefits in that, buying them at the auction if it works out.
And you have to be prepared no matter what to take care of the horse. You know, if it turns out that the lameness was permanent, you know, she had to be prepared to take care of the horse, and apparently she was. But good for her. We always like to have happy endings for the OTTBs. And there's more to this story, too. One other thing is word got back to the breeder, to the one who had the stallion of this horse in California. Yeah. And the breeder offered to pay all of her veterinary bills and cover the horse because the horse had won some money, and she said this horse shouldn't have ended up like that. So
that's really nice.
Isn't that cool? So so the breeder has chipped in too. So we're gonna talk about this story next week on the Stable Scoop Show, and we're hoping to get Melissa on and actually talk to her about the whole thing. But I wanted to give her my daily whinny. Now it's your turn.
All right, well, my daily whinny is to our very own Jamie, because first of all, I want to thank her for letting me fill in on Fridays, because you know how I love these really bad ads. And also, she just had this baby, as we all know, and she's off to a horse show today.
Yes, she is. She's off to an event, actually. Going to ride all three phases.
She is, she's like a superwoman.
Or crazy woman.
I don't know how she's doing it.
I think she's more of a crazy woman.
I can't even admit that now, and I didn't have a kid. Yeah, she is a crazy woman, but...
Yeah, we'll see how it goes. It's only been, what, 6 weeks, Jennifer, did she say? It's been 6 weeks since she had the baby? So.
I think it's this weekend officially. It might be 7, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oof. I mean, come on. That's incredible. She's a superwoman.
Well, we'll find out. She'll be back on Monday to tell us all about it.
Yeah, and think of what a wonderful husband she has, because he must be taking care of the baby.
Yeah, he's going
along.
And
the guinea pigs and all the other horses she has at home. I mean, he is a saint for just letting her leave the house for more than an hour and 15 minutes.
Yeah, but I think she reminds him, if he ever bitches about those little things, I think she reminds him that this baby was his idea. So I think he probably hears that. You know, Jamie, I think he probably hears that every once in a while. Yeah. I think it probably comes up.
He's still a saint.
All right, couple things. Let's do some news here. And then I have a list for you that you're going to like. I had to ask you about this, and we didn't get the time to cover it on Wednesday. I know it's kind of old news already this week, but I wanted to ask you what you thought, both of you actually. The Tennessee horse trainer, if you remember right, there was that Nightline, was it Nightline or one of those shows that had the video of this Tennessee Walker trainer who was beating his horses, and his grooms were beating the horses, and they were soaring the horses and all this stuff. His name was, what was his name? McConnell. And Jackie McConnell. And he came up for the judge this week and answered for his crimes. He pled guilty to 4 of the 14 counts of cruelty, and that was a plea deal that he made so he wouldn't have to go to jail. He was sentenced to 3 years probation, he was sentenced to 1 year house arrest and a $25,000 fine, and he can never own horses ever again. So a lifetime ban on owning any horses of any kind. So do you think this was enough, or should he have went to jail?
Oh, he definitely should have gone to jail, and it's only 20 years, not lifetime ban.
Oh, it's a 20-year? I thought it was a lifetime ban.
I think it's 20 years.
Let me see here. Let me see.
Nobody's going to check.
Yeah.
But you know what? This is what they do. They say, oh, well, you know, I don't own the horse. My next door neighbor owns the horse.
Yeah, my neighbor owns the horse. Yeah.
So what should really happen is he should be banned from the showgrounds.
Well, I think he should be
banned. He's not allowed to come on the show.
I think that the shows that I, from what I read before, the shows that he used to participate in have banned him anyway because of this. Not that they don't have some culpability to what happens at their shows too, but you know, the prosecutor basically said that, you know, this was a plea deal because, you know, we didn't, and basically they saved money by not going to court and all of that. And, you know,
that's true.
You know, that's what they thought. I thought he should have got some jail time, too. I would have liked to have seen at least some. 90 days, 6 months, I don't know, a year, whatever.
Yeah. You know what I think is the worst thing about these people? Like, you know, maybe some people think, oh, well, it's an animal, whatever. But they are the, like, really helpless. They're so helpless. Like, hitting an animal like that is like beating up little kids, you know, or smacking it or beating your wife or something. I mean, it's the kind of personality that would do this is they need to be punished.
Well, now his helpers
need to go to jail where other people will beat on them.
Yeah. Well, his helpers, actually, Jeff Dougherty and John Mays, who were also seen in this video that was done by the Humane Society, pled guilty to 4 of 14 counts of cruelty, and they were sentenced to 3 years probation and 4 years probation. So, you know, they didn't get near what they should have, in my opinion, because they were involved. I mean, they knew what they were doing.
Well, I think another thing, too, is when they don't go to jail, then they're just like, oh, well, you know, I mean, they just don't understand our sport.
Right.
You know, these people don't see anything wrong with what they're doing.
Right.
Which is what's really bad, because it's horrible. But then again, if there's people that are paying them money to do it and they make their living as trainers, so they must have clients. So unless you break that system, if there's people willing to pay, then these people have the opportunity to do this for money.
Obviously, we're not inside this world. We're not inside the Tennessee Walker world. But from what we see from the outside, they're, you know, with what the shows are doing, with what the government is stepping up, and with some of the news stories we've seen, it looks like there's a crack in this at this point, and hopefully, you know, it becomes, you know, it becomes a thing that just goes away because it's just no longer cool, you know. And that's the crack we see so far. Whether that continues or not, I don't know, but let's hope so. Let's see.
Well, I read an article from the president of the Tennessee Walker Society, really pleading people to change their ways, because he said that they were used to be a huge society, and because of the way other horse people look at them, they've really lost their numbers. Like, they're down to maybe 10% of what they were even 5 years ago. And he was saying that. And when he was writing this article, he's like, I know this is really an unpopular opinion amongst our group, but it has to be said that we're digging ourselves into a hole we can't come out of by this behavior. So I think that the society as a whole is trying to should change, which is good.
That's the only way it is going to change, is from within, and the pressures from without. So that's the only way it is going to change. Unhappier news. Yeah. There are a lot of Shetland ponies that drive, aren't there, and drive competitively and for fun.
And they're very cute.
And the American Shetland Pony Congress is going on right now at the Iowa State Fairgrounds in Des Moines, Iowa. It is the longest continually running show of the American Shetland Pony Club, one of the oldest breed registries in the United States. Did you know that?
Wow. No, I didn't know that.
Yep, it's the 67th anniversary of one of the largest, with over 530 ponies registered for this pony championship.
Oh, my God. I've always wanted a Shetland pony.
I know you have. You've always wanted everything.
Yeah, that's true.
There are 400 classes.
One of each, please. Yes.
If Wendy was filthy rich, she would. She would have the highest variety of horses on one farm ever.
Yeah.
You'd probably go for a Guinness record of having one of every breed.
If I won the lottery, I would go buy Michael Jackson's old house at Neverland Ranch. And then I would have like a zoo already and a little, some rides. And then I could get all these horses. It'd be so fun.
Well, the the Congress has 400 classes. That's a lot of classes. And they have everything from in hand. They have harness roadster classes, which are always fun to watch. And then also they have pony classes, halter obstacle. They have under saddle and costume. Shetland pony people love costume classes, don't they? They love those.
Yeah. Who doesn't love a costume class?
You. We've had guests on the driving show that have driven Shetlands, right?
Yeah, and I think Carson Kressley drives Shetlands.
Oh, that's right.
You know who that is, don't you?
Yeah, the queer eye for straight guy or whatever.
Yes.
Doesn't Susie from the American Driving Society have Shetland too, right?
I think she might have a Shetland, yeah. Or a Shetland cross. I can't remember.
Well, anyway,
they're the cutest.
We just wanted to let everybody know that the Shetland Pony Congress is now going on. And we cover every one of these stories that comes out, Wendy. I haven't seen one in, a couple months, Jennifer, but another tail has been cut off while a horse is outside at night. This time we're in San Diego, California. Most of the time it's like in Montana or Wyoming or somewhere like that. But, you know, a lady came out in the morning and found her horse's gelding, missing part of its tail. Apparently this horse had a really long tail, touched the ground tail. And according from what I saw in the pictures, the tail is now only about 6 inches long. So once again, you know, we always wonder what they do with them. There are, you know, people who make horsehair jewelry and stuff like that. And then, you know, fake tails, or fake real tails, quote unquote, go for big bucks, don't they, Jennifer? Didn't you tell me that they go for $200-$300?
Add-on tail for your horse can cost you easily $300.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And they are all the rage. Everybody uses them now.
Yeah. I don't know. But we have these stories all the time.
Wait a minute. $300 would buy a lot of hay. Beaker?
Beaker.
He could spare some. I could make two tails out of his tail.
You could.
I'm like
Alfie. Like an Alfie.
Yeah, I see a business venture.
That's right.
Yeah.
And you had a big story of the day. You brought the big story of the day. Just came out, right?
Oh, yep. The big story of the day is the Bellissimo family from Wellington that runs all the horse shows down there, the Wellington Equestrian Partners, just purchased the Chronicle of the Horse, one of my favorite magazines. And so we'll see how that takes off. They're going to add some more, digital content and kind of bring our very traditional magazine format into the future. So I think this will be really exciting.
Interesting. Did he say why he did it? Because that's kind of a step out. I mean, he runs horse shows and does that kind of thing. I know he's also got money, but and he's the one that we've been covering that's been fighting with this, with the city and the town council about expanding the park down there, and been in a 2-year very costly battle with them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think I think from his point of view, you need spectators to have. I mean, we go to shows and are used to not having spectators, but really. You know, if you want to have a really big sport and be part of the industry, you need people to come watch. And to get people to come watch, you have to promote the superstars in your show. You have to give people a reason to go. You have to kind of make it part of the mainstream, not just keep preaching to the same choir. Like if you just tell show jumping people they need to come here, then you'll still have the same amount of show jumping people. You know, you have to break out and try to attract new people to your sport. So with more of a, you know, maybe he's going for a younger audience, or maybe he's going for people that wouldn't necessarily get into horses because they think it's a little bit too traditional. Maybe he's trying to say this is a modern day sport, and that's how he's going to promote it. I'm not exactly sure, but that's what I would hope.
Yeah, and he apparently went up there and sat down with the editorial staff. Now, this paper has been owned by the Orstrom family for a long time. Was it 60, 70 years? I mean, almost since the beginning,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. I know it's been the last 6 years that Orstrom family owns that. And for those of you who've been to Middleburg, the Chronicle offices are right there at the Horses and Sport Museum, because Mr. Orstrom was a big art collector. He loved sporting art. So there's a big sporting library up there. And this place is really steeped in tradition. I know the first time I went there to the sporting library in the Chronicle, I was like, oh my God, like, you know, is this like some place where I always wanted to go?
Did you bow down and kiss
the floor?
Because
I read the Chronicle. Yeah, pretty much. I, of course, I had to get a picture of myself in front of it. But it's the tradition is really important to many of us. But if we don't bring more people in, you know, it's going to die. So I think this is really great.
Well, apparently he went there and sat down with the staff, and I have met him and actually been to a meeting or two that he was at. And he's a very intense bounce off the wall. He makes me look like I don't have ADD.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And he, you know, one of the quotes I saw in this article is, this is the Chronicle people talking, "We listened intently to his whirlwind of ideas, and this is him, not on caffeine," his daughter said. "After a few hours, our minds were spinning, but we were inspired to start down a path to a bigger, better business model." And that's the way he is, that he thinks big.
Yeah.
He has made a few enemies along the way down in Wellington. He's not, you know, not everybody is his fan, obviously, because anytime you get to that position he's been in, you're going to make enemies along the way. That's just the way life works. I think this is going to be good. It'll bring some new blood and a guy who really has the finances and the energy to put behind it to make it into something bigger and new.
Yeah. I mean, I think that will really work out. And like you said, if you're kind of an out-of-the-box thinker and trying to lead progress, there's going to be a lot of people that don't want to go that direction, especially in the horse world, you know?
Right. Correct. Yeah, because it is kind of stayed in its ways. Well, before we get to our first guest here talking about horse bloodhounds, literally, I have a list for you. Upet.com just posted, and we've done this before on occasion, but it's a lot of fun to talk about it. Upet.com, which is kind of a cool website, just posted their list of the top horse names, the top 100 horse names. So,
I can't wait.
I know.
Can I guess what the top one is?
Yeah. Okay. You and Jennifer can guess.
Bottom?
What do you guess is the top one?
Sunny.
Oh, no. Sunny is not the top one. Sunny is not even in the top 100.
I don't believe it.
Jennifer, you have a guess?
Top horse names. I'm going to go with Anakin.
What?
People always name their horses after Star Wars characters.
Nope, Anakin's not
I'm
on the list.
I'm gonna name my next Anakin.
Okay, you guys have to think more basic.
Red.
Well, I'm sure red is on the list. Red is number 41 on this
list.
Oh,
my God.
All right, let's go with your name.
Star. That's a very simple one to be Star.
Yes, correct. Number one on the list is Star. You are correct. Number one on the list. And, okay, so what are your horses' names, Wendy?
One of my horses' name is Duke. That should be pretty common.
Okay, Duke is number 15 on the list.
Really?
And then, I thought Duke would be up there. My other one's Dante.
No Dantes.
No Dante. Yep. And then I have Alfie.
No, I'm sure there's not an Alfie. No. Alfie.
Oh, this one is definitely not going to be on there. Abercrombie.
I don't even know how to spell it, so I doubt it's on here. So, do you have a Jazz or a?
Nope.
No. Okay.
Let me try some of the previous horses because we know there's no Beaker on there.
No Beaker.
No Beaker.
No.
Do we have a Molly?
Molly. No Molly.
Oh, there has to be a Molly on there.
No Molly. How about a Tex?
Tex has got to be on this list. No Tex. How about Piper?
Okay, wait. We have to think of the most common Arabian name.
Prince.
Or quarter horse name.
Prince.
Yeah. How about Doc?
Prince is number 56, and Doc has to be on this list. No Docs.
I don't know. Okay, you're going to have to tell us.
All right, the top 20. Let's get to the top 20. From 20 to number 1, Rusty. Jake. I had a dog named Jake. Sugar. Yeah, there's a lot of sugars. Yeah. Lady.
We have a sugar that lives here.
Yeah,
oh,
we
lady.
Do, actually.
Okay, we should have gotten that. Lady.
Yeah, lady, we should have gotten
that. We had a lady, yeah.
Here's another one you should have gotten, Rocky. A lot of Rockies out there.
Rocky, yeah.
This one you only see in the South, Honey, because everybody's called Honey down here. So,
Honey.
Buddy. Buddy's another popular one, got to admit.
Buddy.
Toby. I was kind of surprised to see Toby in the top 20.
I don't know. Well, maybe that's a pony name. That's a common pony name.
Number 11, you're going to go, I should have guessed that, Gypsy. Gypsy.
Oh, yeah.
Number 10, Stormy.
Hey,
wait. Can I guess one? Is Destiny on there?
Destiny. No Destinies. Okay.
I shouldn't have
Chief is number 9.
Yeah.
Number 8 is Lucky. Number
Lucky.
7.
Oh, that's a good one.
Number 7 moved up, actually, from was like number 30 last year, and it moved up to number 7 is Blaze.
Blaze.
Yeah, I don't know why Blaze became so popular all of a sudden. Number 6 is Cowboy, and I think half the quarter horses in America are named Cowboy, aren't they?
Yeah.
5 is Misty.
Well, yeah, that would make sense.
Yeah.
Really? Number 4, you're gonna go. I should have guessed Cheyenne. Number 4.
Oh yeah.
Number 3 is Spirit, and number 2 is Dakota, and number 1 is Star.
Oh.
So there you go. So I'll give you a couple that I was surprised that were on the list. A couple that I had surprised was Estarella. I have no idea where that came from. Playboy.
That's Star in Spanish. That's Star in Spanish.
Oh, is it? Okay, yeah. Well, that makes sense then.
I think.
Ranger was on the list. Freckles. A lot of Freckles out there.
Oh, yeah, Freckles.
How about this one, Scooby? That must be the older generation, because I don't think anybody watches Scooby-Doo anymore, do they?
I had a horse, but I named a horse Scooby.
Did you?
Yeah. I was like 12.
Let me see here. Tinker. Monkey.
Yeah, that's a cute one.
I never knew anybody named their horse Monkey.
I don't know if I like that.
No, I don't like that either. Little Dan. Peanut.
Peanut. Oh, yeah, Peanut.
Scotty. Cherokee, Wildfire. So those were some of the ones. And then there was one on the list that I found. Playboy was on the list. That's a big quarter horse name. Badal, B-A-D-A-L. I don't know where that one comes from either.
Badal.
I have no idea.
Maybe it's an Arab one.
Anyway, that comes from youpet.com. Your top names, I don't know if yours is on that list, but you can check it out. Just go to youpet.com and you can see if yours is on that list. Well, we're going to take a break for our title sponsor for this show, and that's Kentucky Performance Products. They're going to do their Nutrition Minute. And then, Wendy, we're going to come back with something I know that you would be excited about, and that's we have Terry Nowicki here. And we talked about him a couple of weeks ago, where he talks about training horses to be scent animals, sort of like bloodhounds to go out and track things, which I think is absolutely fascinating. So we're going to find out how they do that, how effective they are, and he seems to be the master at it. So we'll be right back.
This Nutrition Minute is brought to you by Kentucky Performance Products, the company that simplifies your search for research-proven nutritional supplements at kppusa.com.
The horse that matters to you matters to Kentucky Performance Products. Electrolytes. Who needs them? Your horse, that's who. Electrolytes perform critical functions within your horse's body. They help regulate nerve and muscle functions by carrying electrical impulses between cells. In addition, electrolytes assist the body in maintaining a healthy fluid balance by controlling your horse's desire to drink. When your horse loses significant amounts of electrolytes and fluids, problems such as dehydration, muscle cramping, fatigue, tying up, and colic may occur. Even in mild forms, these conditions can have a negative impact on your horse's ability to perform and recover after exercise. Top riders and veterinarians turn to Summer Games Electrolyte to keep their horse healthy in hot weather, and you can too. Summer Games replenishes the electrolytes and trace minerals lost when your horse sweats, and it stimulates the thirst response so your horse continues to drink and stay properly hydrated. So when the going gets hot, trust Summer Games Electrolyte from Kentucky Performance Products to protect your horse.
This Nutritional Minute has been brought to you by Kentucky Performance Products. You can find all of their terrific products at kppusa.com.
Well, we thank Kentucky Performance Products for their continuing support of Horses in the Morning. They've been with us since day one. That's kppusa.com. Next up, we have Terry Nowicki, who is going to talk to us about something that is quite unusual for us horse people that we haven't thought about a lot. But when we saw an article that was in OregonLive.com a couple of weeks ago, we said, we got to get him on to talk about it. Now, Wendy, you being a veterinarian and everything, I'm just so glad that you're co-hosting today because this is right up your alley. You love this stuff. So let's say good morning
to
Terry.
And also, well, I'm a fox hunter, too.
Oh, you're a fox hunter. That's true. Well, good morning, Terry.
Hey,
good morning.
Thank you for joining us and getting up so early there on the West Coast. We appreciate it.
You're welcome. And it's upper Midwest from Minnesota.
Oh, you're Minnesota. Well, you're not up so early then. I forget what I said.
Right.
Well, tell me now, how did you ever get the idea to make horses into bloodhounds?
Well, number one, I grew up, like most really true horse lovers, reading everything I could about horses and Mustangs and whatnot. And I read about how horses were used for scenting, you know, even way back in Theodore Roosevelt days when he first came to North Dakota. He wanted to hunt buffalo so bad, but they were becoming extinct, and he couldn't find any buffalo. And then he searched for many weeks and couldn't find any. Then he hired this old guide, and how they describe it, the guide followed his horse's nose to the buffalo. Okay, I started thinking about that. Then there was other stories like Fremont, how some of the old explorers used to use their horses that would warn them of enemies along the trail. And there's other things like J. Frank Dobie has a book called The Mustangs. He makes several references of how scenting was used by horses and by people and horses in the olden days. But I was thinking in the box like everybody else. I got involved with search and rescue about 13 years ago, and on my very first search and rescue mission, I got assigned to work with a canine team. Well, I went away thinking, boy, this is just great. I love this, how the dogs love to do scent detection, and I thought I had to learn more about that, and I read everything there was to do about canine scent detection. I started training my own dogs. Well, I'm a professional horse trainer, and I train horses every day. Well, anyway, I started training the dogs in the fall, and here comes Minnesota winters, and all of a sudden we had 6 inches of snow, then we had a foot of snow, then we had 2 feet of snow, and guess what? It was no longer any as much fun chasing those dogs through the trees trying to find people. It was getting to be work. But anyway, I'm a professional trainer, so I train horses every day. So I took one of my horses out, and it was actually one of my customer's horses that I had been training. And I just decided to start playing the same scent training games as I did with the dogs. And it was just amazing how fast the horses picked up on it. And I couldn't believe it, how fast they picked up on his game, and they were doing as good as the dogs did. With dogs had like 4 or 5 months of training at this stage, and horses had just a few weeks. And boy, it was just going great. So I contacted NASAR, which is a National Association of Search and Rescue. And I said, boy, this scenting with horses is just great. Where can I learn more? And I still remember to this day, there was a pause on the phone. It was like, they were thinking, who do we got on the other end here? And then there was a long pause, and they said, they don't know of anybody who's doing this. And then they said, could I come and speak at their next conference? And that's how the ball got all started rolling downhill. The snowball just kept getting bigger and bigger after that. So,
how do you start out?
How does it, like, what is the first step in training your horse to scent? Because I know, like, I've been riding and they smell pigs or something, get scared. But how do you train them to go to a certain scent that you're looking for?
Okay, I'm going to jump back 1 second. Since then, I found out that some people have been trying to use it for search and rescue over the years. So it is like a lost art. Like I said, some people knew about it, but they didn't know how to do it consistently. So I figured out training steps how to make a horse do it consistently. Okay, and then next step, going to your next question, is how do you start? It's kind of like playing hide-and-go-seek with a 3-year-old child. You start very simple. If you make it too tough at the start, your horse will lose interest, and he won't want to play the game. And then you build from there.
It's like dealing with me as co-host every day, Wendy.
I see. I want to try this. This sounds fun.
Now, have you done it? Is it successful? I mean, tell us about that, because, you know, that's my first question is, you know, can you teach them to a certain point? Are they as good as the dogs, or, you know, what's the correlation there?
All tests, each, the canines and equine both have their specialties. So they're both great and they're both needed. But is it very successful? Yes. There's been several deals across the United States where people have used their horses, indications to show them to save people or find bodies in search and rescue. But it's completely successful. We use it for field trials, you understand. They love it. To them, it's a game. They already know how to follow scent. That is nothing new. They've used it forever in the wild to elude danger, find water, find choice minerals, and food. So they know exactly how to use it. It's the people that need all of the training. So,
now, you said in the article that tracking dogs can outperform horses in thick underbrush, but you said, and I found this interesting, that because horses are so much taller that they can get the airborne scents that the dogs can't get.
Right. Of course, some dogs can also do air scenting, but if you think about scent, if you want a picture in your mind, you can't see scent, but if you could picture in your mind how it acts like smoke from a fire. So just think about a campfire. The majority of time, that smoke will rise and then travel. Well, just look where the horse's head and neck is versus a dog's head and neck, you see. So at certain times, they can certainly offer advantages. Another major advantage they have is, once again, canines are great, but each canine and equine have their specialties, their strong points. When it's hot, really hot weather, a canine will start panting, and he'll lose a lot of his scenting ability, while a horse, on the other hand, when he gets hot, he'll just open his nostrils more and suck in more. He actually gains scenting ability.
Oh, huh, that's interesting.
Yeah, and if it's hot and dry, the drier it is, the faster the scent rises, like he was talking about. So sometimes, that's why fox hunting, we go out real early in the morning. but you know, the scent starts to rise too high, and then the hounds can't smell it. So this, I can see how it would be better for the horse, because the scent would be where his nose is, and they have larger nostrils, and they can breathe it all in.
Right.
This is the question I have. So you're out in the woods, let's say, and you're tracking, you know, a human or something. And but the problem with horses too is they tend to they're aware of everything. Okay, how are they good at focusing on one thing? Because I always thought that they were constantly aware of everything, that they would, that there'd be some confusion out there, and it would be hard to focus on one thing like a tracking hound does.
Right. They're, let's talk about tracking hound. Number one, they're more ground scenters, and we're talking about air scenting. It's slightly different, but it's very similar. Okay, you're right. They are very aware. But when there's a whole training process you go through, first of all, for search and rescue, there's kind of like two steps. Number one, all search and rescue people should just learn of the natural indications that the horse will give. For example, when they're out in the wilderness, they won't go by the scent of a human out there without giving some indication. It's whether the rider understands it or not is a whole other story. So that's just natural. They do it naturally. But okay, with enough training, you can go to level two. And level two is where you train your horse to follow that one scent to its source. Horses are very smart, and they're actually quite lazy. As you know, they'll cheat on you every chance they get out of work. When they figure out that all they've got to do is catch the first human scent and follow it to its source, they learn it very quickly and easy, and they get a reward because, number one, like I said, they know exactly how to follow scent. This is nothing new and unusual. It's all the most natural thing you can do to horses. So when they get a reward at the end, they follow it very easy. But you only give them reward for following the one scent you want.
Okay, gotcha. So it is reward-based.
Yes.
Just like basically with dogs, too. Now, is there a certain breed that's better at this than others, or is it just a horse thing?
No, it's just a horse thing. Arabians catch on to it very quick because they're very inquisitive animals. But right now, across the top of the United States, I guess we've got top horses are two-quarter horses, one Appaloosa and one Paint, but it's just a horse thing. Most of them will do it. Some do a little better than others, but they all know how to do it. It's whether they want to do it for the rider is another story, but most of them really enjoy it. I mean, they enjoy this. They get excited like you would not believe. Any horse people, you would not believe how excited they get, because to them it's a game, and this is finally one natural thing they know how to do that the rider doesn't.
Yeah.
So.
Do you say you're going to look for a person, but the last time you went out, you looked for, you know, a marijuana garden. Like, how do you give them the scent of the person like you would with a dog? Like, you let them sniff something of that person was wearing?
Number one, you can train him for many different things. You can just use this as a natural horsemanship game. Like, in the canine world, one of the fastest growing sports is what they call nose work. And they have competitions where dogs search for different types of oil scent. Number one, mm-hmm. You can do them that. You can train them to find this oil scent. I've got people that have their horses going after vanilla scent. Okay, you could train them to go after, like I've trained them to go after narcotic scent. But it's all a separate horse. I don't try to double up. So I keep each horse individually. And then I've got one just for human scent. And the next thing. Yeah, so they're individual horses. You don't. You're much better off specializing. For example, if you build a house, you're probably going to have a plumber, an electrician, and a carpenter.
Right.
And they're probably going to do better when they specialize versus somebody who does it all. Now, the next question you asked, do you give them a scent of something? Now, there's kind of some misconceptions. We get it from watching too much TV that if somebody's missing, the first thing they do is come and give this scent. Smell of a shirt to the bloodhound, and mm-hmm. The bloodhound goes and finds the subject.
Yeah, that's what they do on Law and Order. I see.
Yeah, and it's the problem is solved in 10 minutes.
Must be true then.
Yeah.
In the real world, the majority of scent is done. That's like scent discrimination. The majority of scent is go after generic scent, like they've got dogs that go after a generic human scent. So that dog will find any human in their scent area where they're searching, or any cadaver in their scent area where they're searching. That's the way the majority of search and rescue work and police work is done, although there is specialized work as well. And horses can be trained to find that one particular human out of 10 different humans, but it takes a lot of work. But the majority of people use it where they just go after a human scent and they clear one area at a time. That one area could be a mile square. It could be 2 miles square. They clear that one area, and then they go on to the next. So the horse will find any human in that area. But once again, they can be trained to scent discriminate, but it just takes a lot longer. So,
yeah.
Jennifer, you had a question too.
Obviously, riding a horse that's doing scenting work is a little bit different than riding a horse that you're doing a rating pattern with. And it kind of sounds like the rider is, no pun intended, along for the ride. So when you're doing scent work with a horse, what is the rider doing?
He number one, he's just got to learn to understand the different signs. Horses, scenting is part of how horses communicate in the wild. For example, a group of horses walking in the wild, when one horse scents some things, he'll make both noises and action or signs, and the other ones will understand exactly what he means. For example, if you and I were walking downtown and I smelled smoke, I wouldn't even have to tell you about it. You would know by my signs how I did sense something. Well, anyway, but there's different stages. For example, when a rider is riding a horse trying to sense something, whether it could be for sport, it could be for search and rescue, it could be just for natural horsemanship, having fun. Number one, he's got to know the signs of when the horse is actually trying to find scent, or is the horse distracted? Is he just heading back towards the barn? Number two, there's a whole different group of signs when he gets to stage two. Stage two is when he first picks up the scent. Okay, the horse will give a whole series of extra signs at that point. And most of them are not this heads up. Probably none of them are really this heads up that many horse people expect to see. They're very subtle signs. Okay, so that's stage two when he first picks up the scent. Then stage three is when he's following the scent. Guess what? There's another series of signs the horse gives out when he's actually following the scent. And then when he gets close to the scent source, there's another group of signs. So the rider is interpreting all these signs. And on stage one is when you're just searching for a scent, you just guide him on a search grid pattern very gently. And it's when it gets exciting is when he picks up on the scent and starts following it. Then, let me tell you, then you really have a horsemanship experience. You've got the best seat in the house to experience something that very few horsemen even know about.
Now, one of the things, too, I got to say, by the way, I was looking at your picture in the Oregon Live website, the Oregonian, and your picture of Joker, the Appaloosa gelding that you have.
Yes.
He has the most fun paint ever. I mean, he is cool looking. It's just so fun.
He
looks like a Joker.
Yes. Yes. And that's just the attitude he's got. Just a wonderful attitude for a horse. And his owner, George, is a top horseman. So they're just a fun group. Now, there's an example, getting back to Joker for the audience that don't know. When we're out in Oregon, a sheriff's department set up a search in a 13-acre area full of woods, brush, rocks. They hit a subject, and we brought Joker out there, and he just got assigned where the end of his search area was. He got instruction. George and Joker took off along one edge of the search area before they could catch the wind. They just walked along one edge. As soon as they caught the scent, Joker just made a direct angle heading upwind. Guess what? George, the rider, took his feet out of the stirrups, put his hands up in the air, and Joker was like he was on autopilot. He wound around trees, going in a directly upwind, but just dodging trees, brush, and rocks, and went straight into the subject like the length of a football field. And guess what? To cover the 13-acre area, it took him 2 minutes, 20 seconds.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
And we've got other proving deals up to sheriff's departments across the United States with very similar outcomes. So.
And Joker, I guess you have to tell for everybody, too, that can picture Joker. He's kind of a he's a gray, covered in brown spots. He looks like a Dalmatian with brown spots. He's very cool looking. He looks like he has a lot of character. Well,
yes,
this is great. This is a whole lot of fun. I hope this takes off, and I know you're working to do that. Is there a website or any place that somebody can check it out?
Yes. To learn more, you can go to airscentinghorse.com. That's my website. I've also got a professional Facebook page where I get updates. That's Terry, last name spelled N-O-W-A-C-K-I, Air Scent Horse Trainer. If you type that in, it should bring you up on a Facebook page. And then I hire out to do clinics all across the United States and into Canada. So,
wow. Very good. Well, this has been a lot of fun.
Yeah, and then I sell books on books that describe the training steps on the website as well. So,
well, this has been a lot of fun. Thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate it. We're going to post a link to that on our Facebook page as well at Horses in the Morning. So if anybody missed that, they can just check it out there. Thank you, Terry. Good luck
with
it.
Nice talking to you folks.
All right.
Welcome.
Bye-bye. Bye. Well, I think we have lost Wendy off the line here, and she's going to be calling back in just a minute. Good time to take a break for our song of the day. And our song today is Dan Roberts, one of my favorite of his, is Tucumcari Woman. So we'll be right back after that. Really Bad Ads, it is Friday.
Tucumcari woman, in your Tucumcari clothes, you got eyes as soft as moonlight, lips like petals of a rose. Tucumcari, Tucumcari, Tucumcari woman, I want to carry you. I'm a Bronco Buster and I hail from Abilene. Traveled from hell to Hilary, but you're the first one that I've seen that I'd marry. Ooh, yeah, I'd marry Tucumcari woman. I want to carry you home.
That was Dan Roberts. You can find all of his music at oldbootsmusic.com. Oldbootsmusic.com. I just love Tucum Carry Woman. I think it's a fun song. And you are listening to Horses in the Morning. I am Glenn the Geek here with Dr. Wendy Ying today from Sarasota, Florida. And, of course, Coach Jen is producing. Jamie will be back on Monday to tell us all about her sore legs and sore butt. I am sure we will hear a complete report. You know, this show, Wendy, I got to complain about my wife a little bit, Jennifer.
Hey!
This show... It's hard enough to do. I got three screens in front of me. We have a studio that we have to keep track of who's calling and all the music and all that stuff that we have to play. I have a screen with our show notes that all the hosts have because we're not in the same location, so we need to have the show notes so we all have that. We have a screen of a little chat room that we talk about where we talk to each other. So we're keeping track of all of that, trying to ask the guests questions, trying to keep track of what's coming next, and trying to make it entertaining somewhat in the meantime. And what does my wife do during the show today? She sends me an email, because that's also another screen. Why I keep that open, I don't know. I shouldn't. But she sends me an email today with a Craigslist ad, because, you know, it is really bad ads Friday. And I'm thinking, oh, it's just a really bad ad for the show. No. She sends me a real Craigslist ad of a pony that is right up the street from us. And of course, everybody knows that I'm kind of holding out for the perfect driving pony and want to get back into it again. And what she sent me, this picture of this Hackney, which I had a Hackney before, a 12-2 Hackney, which is about the size I had before. And this is the ad. 12-2 Hackney gelding, started under saddle, going good with cart. My 8-year-old drives him and rides him. He is quiet, needs finishing and more time on him. For sale for $200 or best offer. And oh, by the way, willing to take payments. Now, who's willing to take payments on a $200 pony, first of all, is my first question.
I don't know.
But this pony's cute,
like,
huh?
Glenn, it's a totally adorable one. And when I first saw it, I was like, oh, my God, you need that. But then I've been looking at the pictures.
Yeah.
So here I go to burst your bubble. If you look at the date at the bottom of these pictures, it says 2003.
What?
These pictures were taken 10 years ago. That kid's probably in college.
Right.
The dog in the picture.
Oh, no. You know what? You know what, though? I've had this problem before. I never set the time on my camera either. it's set to the time the camera was made, probably.
Well, let's hope.
<'Cause it's...
laughs> You should ask her how old this little girl. You should ask to see the little girl.
Yeah. By the way, does that little girl have the worst scowl on her face that you've ever seen?
Yeah, but the pony has the same look. He's like, help me.
And then
rescue me.
This is a 12-2 hand gelding that has the biggest Western saddle. It's back. The saddle's bigger than the. It is cute,
and
though.
A giant bit. Look at the giant bit.
I know. I thought about that. I saw that bit. It has a curb bit that's made for a horse. And I thought, Jesus, poor little pony. No wonder it's still in training. It's got this huge bit in its mouth.
It's really cute.
He's cute.
He's super cute.
He is cute. We have to go look at him. Call him up.
And look at all the crap he puts up with these people.
That's
look
what
at
I
this
think.
Cart. The shafts are sticking out like a foot in front of him.
And I think the shafts are made out of PVC pipes from Lowe's.
Yeah, it could be.
They are. And she's also driving with little, I think she's driving with clothesline, which I'm not saying I haven't done that. Okay, I have. But.
There's barbed wire at this place. We got to go save this pony.
You just don't have any pictures of you doing that.
No.
I don't actually think it's too far away.
A long time ago.
It's not far from us.
No, Trenton, that is really close to you. That's like, it's right near Black Prong.
All right, Jennifer, give him a call. Set it up. We'll go see it tomorrow. We'll have something to talk about on Monday, if nothing else. But you can't do that to me in the middle of the show. I kind of lose concentration. Now my Hackney,
I think it adds to the show.
My Hackney pony was an Ohio State champ roadster pony, and we didn't know that when I bought him at the auction. And then I get him home, and I put him in the cart. I had to buy a cart for him because we didn't have anything small enough. He was about this size, wasn't he, Jennifer? About 12-2. And he was something else. He was like driving a Ferrari. Jennifer went with me once, and that was it. She would never go in the cart with me again because this pony was just fast. I mean, this one looks like it's not going to be quite that way. But this pony could, had the action, the front action. We actually toned that down a bit. But was fast and scared to death of everything. Just scared of everything, because that's what they do with the roadster ponies. You know, they throw things in the air and they set off firecrackers and all that stuff. But after about 6 months, you could actually walk by a stall where he wouldn't plaster himself to the back and be shaking.
Right.
But he got over a lot of that, and I used to drive him. I got to admit, Jennifer, I was brave. I didn't know what I was doing, and I still drove that pony, and I had so much fun. It was like driving a Ferrari. It was so cool. It was little but fast.
This one looks really calm and nice.
Yeah, it probably could use a few pounds, don't you think, in this
pit? Yeah, for sure. Well, it's on straight sand.
Yeah, that is true. And there's a basketball net sitting on the ground.
Protein diet.
Yeah. And so it makes you wonder, though, because this ad was originally posted in May 31st. Isn't that like a month and a half later now? And you said it's still for sale, Jennifer? You actually wrote to him?
Yeah. Yeah, but think about it. Nobody wants a Hackney.
True.
No.
True.
Nobody wants a Hackney because the kids don't like to ride them.
That is true.
Look at her. She's like, oh, Mom, yeah. I don't want to be on that stupid horse
again. It keeps bucking me off.
He's too bouncy. Yeah, exactly. He's too bouncy.
All right, we'll give a report. We'll go see it tomorrow, and we'll give everybody a report on how that turned out with the Hackney Pony.
Oh, good. I can't wait.
You have to come up. You can go with us. That'd be fun. Do you have a cart small enough for a Hackney Pony, by the way?
No,
I have to fix
that.
Well,
maybe. Maybe that little Jeff Day. Maybe it'll fit in a little Jeff Day cart.
Our roads are flat around here, so at least we don't have to worry about it pulling my fat butt up hills.
That's right. It will be great.
It's amazing the power that those little ponies have. I mean, the Hackney Pony had more power than the other bigger pony we had.
Yeah. They never get tired.
I know. They're like Arabs that way, actually.
Yeah.
And ours had a little bit of a screw loose, but I kind of think that was his upbringing and how they trained him more than anything. That's what I really
think this one looks pretty calm.
Yeah, the kid's sitting on him. All right, well, let's get on to the really real bad ads right now.
Pay attention.
If you ain't met one by now, you're bound to sooner or later. He says one thing, he means another, but hey, he can't help it. He's a horse trader.
Horse trading. Well, it's a laissez-faire, let the buyer beware. Horse trading. To tell a low-down lie with a sincere stare. Horse trading. Well, if the talking in circles and the deal ain't square, he's a master in the fine art of persuading. Horse trading.
Well, it's everybody's favorite time of the week, including ours. Wendy just loves to do Fridays because she gets to do really bad ads. And I know you spend a lot of time on Craigslist, too. So I know this is one of your favorite times of the week.
Crazy chicken lady.
Yeah, I am.
Well, we are going to tell you first what the winners will receive. And just to explain for new listeners, really bad ads is a time when our listeners submit to us really bad, usually Craigslist ads that they find in the farm and garden section or any other section that just fit into the farm area. And they send them to us and we read them to you, try and make them a little bit funny, which doesn't take much effort. And then we pick a winner at the end of the show to win some really great prizes that have been donated by some really terrific companies. And Jennifer's going to tell us what today's are.
On this week's prize pool, the Ultra Shield Fly Protection Package. The variety of pesky biting insects you and your horse deal with throughout the spring, summer, and fall seasons seems endless. But fear not, with four distinct fly control options with Ultra Shield EX, Ultra Shield Red, Ultra Shield Sport, and Ultra Shield Green. The Ultra Shield family from Absorbine allows you to choose the type of products that best suits your weather conditions and your horse's lifestyle and workload. Look for Absorbine Ultra Shield Fly Protection products at your local tack and feed supplier, and you can visit them online at absorbine.com, where you can also find downloadable coupons. And next up, Dr. Rose's Remedies. That's right, someone will be winning a gift pack from Dr. Rose's Remedies. Dr. Rose's Remedies skin treatment and salve and spray are 100% all natural products. They are anti-inflammatory, antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal, and anti-obnoxious cat. Dr. Rose's are made with all natural human grade ingredients and are safe and effective treatments for all sorts of scratches, abrasions, cuts, scrapes, and skin funk on horses, dogs, and obnoxious cats. Ask for Dr. Rose's at your local tack and feed supplier, or you can visit them online at drrosesremedies.com. Can you guess where the cat is right now?
On the top of your desk, on the keyboard. That's usually where
I think he's biting her foot.
Yes. He peed on my flip-flops today. I'm not happy with the cat. We're shipping the cat down to your house, Wendy. You don't have a cat. You need a
no
cat.
No way. I don't have cats. No.
There's a reason, too. Well, my pick of the week, I usually find one on my own that I think is funny. Usually has nothing to do with animals. But today I made an exception because I found this one on the Tallahassee Craigslist, and it just cracked me up. So this is 2 dozen free goats from Tallahassee. I have 2 dozen goats I need to get rid of. I had no idea raising goats would be this hard. These little bastards keep eating all of my wife's flowers and climbing on our cars. Nobody told me they were such good climbers. The first person to get these damn goats out of here can have them.
2 dozen goats are a lot of goats.
Why do you somebody think, okay, I want to get into having a goat. Don't you usually buy 1 or 2 goats and start out with that? This guy bought 2 dozen to start.
Well, you know what he probably did? He probably like said, oh, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to raise goats and then I can do my ag extension taxes, right?
Right.
So he probably got these goats, but you have to breed them, right? So he got these goats and one thing led to another. Oh, they're super cute and they don't want to sell the babies and they'll keep them around. And then one thing leads to another. Now you have 24 goats.
I love that. These little bastards keep eating all my wife's flowers.
No.
And he really sold people on getting goats. They climb on your car. They'll climb on your cars. They'll eat your flowers, and they're a pain in the ass. So come and get them. Here they are.
And I want to get these damn goats out of here. He's begging you for help. It's a cry for help.
It is. Anyway, this one thing we've never owned because goats can be a problem. I mean, they really get into everything and they're just a problem. And this is why we've never owned a goat. We've owned almost every other kind of animal but a goat.
I love goats when they belong to somebody else.
Yes. That and geese. Geese are horrible. Our neighbors at our first farm had geese and they would be attacking people and attacking us and attacking cars. And they were nasty.
Oh my God.
And they're big. All right, Celeste Coulter sent the next one in. Thank you, Celeste, one of our faithful listeners. And this she wrote, Gomer Pyle must have written this one. I don't think I can do a Gomer Pyle invitation that would be any good, so I'll just do the best I can because this is really bad. Mowing and bush hogging in Fincastle. Okay, here we go. I'm Jim. I'm 21 years old. I'm looking for mowing and bush hogging. We have 2 tractors, one big and one little. One, so we can handle different size jobs. I have a finish mower and a bush hog for the little tractor and a big bush hog for the big tractor. We do work by the hour or by job, depending on size. Looking for work, Bunnetut County email, call for Jim for rates. Thank you, other, for work, offer firewood, service, plowing, garden scrap, snow removal, and removal. And yes, they were all spelled wrong. Every one of them.
They were all. I don't get it. I don't get it at all.
Yeah. There you go. He has. I like.
I wonder if
one.
Jim has insurance. Do you think he's bonded in insurance?
No.
Because I'm sure Jim is going to cut off his foot in your yard while he's working.
Wendy, Jim doesn't have insurance. Jim has insurance.
Insurance.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He doesn't have insurance. He has insurance. Yeah.
I wish I could have done Gomer Pyle. Would have been better as a Gomer Pyle thing there. Yeah.
Okay, the next one is sent in by Colleen Britton. Okay, this one sounds really cute. White mini horse trained to eat treats and look cute. Can be ridden and good for lead line rides. Jumps and can sneak out of almost any fencing. Looking at least to someone who can give baths and kisses.
This is so accurate.
Yes.
So accurate.
They want somebody else to pay them so they can cuddle their own horse and then they can get it back. Well, and they can't get it back, and they can't keep it anyway. It's because it keeps getting out of their fence.
Getting out of most any fencing. I love that. That's a selling point, isn't it? That really makes you want to take them home. Oh, they're very honest, though. They didn't oversell it. They didn't say this mini horse was trained. They didn't say any of that. They just said it can eat treats and look cute. That's pretty much what it's good for.
That's what Minnie should do.
Yes. Yes, but it's not going to stay in your yard, so don't count on that.
No.
Hope you don't live near a road.
She probably put it in so then because it probably sneaks out and goes to the neighbor's house. And she probably said, you know what? I'm getting rid of this mini. And then she probably put it in Craigslist so the neighbors see it and the neighbor's kids are going to be crying like, oh, my God, we have to get this mini.
You and your conspiracy theories.
I think it's a whole conspiracy theory.
Kat, or thank you, Colleen, for sending that one in. Kat sent the next one in. Pony mare broke to ride, possibly bred. We're not quite sure, I guess. $450. Oh, it's a Hackney. Beautiful Hackney Welsh mixed pony mare for sale near Jackson, Missouri. $450 or best offer, or I might trade. She is Amish broke to ride and pull, although I haven't hitched her. Not quite sure about that. She
right,
is very
right. The Amish said she broke.
Yeah, the Amishman that sold him to me said he was broke to ride or
right,
drive. Yeah,
right.
She is very fun to ride. She is well broke, but not for a beginner because she can turn too quickly. Ooh, how many times has this rider ended up on their butt? Or she just went right out from under. She will go any speed asked. She stops, she turns with ease and a snaffle bit, or just a halter and lead ropes. Okay, that is the second time she said she turns with ease. So,
right.
She would be best for a...
But you notice that she doesn't say she stops when asked. She just stops.
Stops.
Well, yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
All right. She would be best for a smaller adult or experienced older child. She is 50 inches tall or 12 and a half hands. Okay, not even a smaller adult, people. She has been running in the pasture with my black and white paint pony Stallion and could foal this year.
Ooh.
That's a plus. So far, all of his foals have been paints. She stands good for the farrier. She can always be caught easily with grain, some days without it.
Ooh, that's a plus.
She is very entertaining to watch in the pasture. She wouldn't be for sale if she didn't try to play with my sheep and lambs.
Oh.
That should say try to kill my sheep and lambs.
Yeah, play is in parentheses.
Oh, she's interested in the trade. Either $450 or she can trade. She's interested in sheep ewes, a heifer bottle calf, or weaned and tame to broke to lead mini heifer, or question mark. So pretty much she'll just trade anything this pony needs out of here.
I got it. Go get the goats in Tallahassee and then trade her 24 goats.
Oh, there we go.
The pony.
Yeah, that sounds like she could use some goats. She only has... They won't attack the ewes at all and the sheep and lambs at all.
No.
No, that won't be a problem.
No, they would fit right in. She'd love that.
There is so much wrong with this ad. I just so much... You read between the lines of this one and you know what this beastly little pony is like. You just know.
Oh, my God.
I love this. She can always be caught easily with grain. Talk about put a positive spin on a bad situation.
Yeah.
Some days without it. Other days, it's going to take you 2 hours because she's out with the stallion.
That's what's entertaining to watch when she runs away from you.
Or runs away from the stallion.
And tries to kill the lamb.
Maybe that's what she's finding entertaining to watch is her and the stallion.
Yeah.
Don't think about that.
Maybe.
Now let's not go down
she's
that
She's got her own little porn movie going on in the out backyard.
No.
Okay, next.
All right, the next one's sent in by Glenn. Worcester. Oh, this is one of my... I would definitely have read this one in my Craigslist. Gas cans. 2 plastic 5-gallon. $10. 5-gallon gas cans. 2 of them. All are in good condition. 1 is faded. Although I don't get it. This is a picture of 5 gas cans. But is he only selling 2?
I guess he's only selling 2 gas cans. He needs the other 3.
He's selling 2 for $10.
There's 5 of them. 4 of them are very bright red, and then there's the one faded one, and obviously that one's not going to work anymore, so we have to get rid of that one.
Okay. Yeah. I think he's doing 2 for $10. I might say, hey, listen, I'll give you 15 for the lot of them, including the faded one.
Who does this? Do people actually drive and spend $10 in fuel to get out to buy 2 gas cans?
Yep.
Oh, okay. Diane Brooks sent this one in. Oh, this one's yours too.
Oh, it's mine. Sorry. Diane Brooks sent in this. Red Roan Mare, $900 from Midland. Mare for sale, $900. Tail horse. Started on roping. Suts on box, but not yet following steers. Needs some work.
What's a suts on box? S-U-T-S on box. Suts on box.
Suts on box. It sounds like a little Dr. Seuss rhyme. Maybe she made a haiku for her ad.
Yeah.
Well, that could be it.
That's it.
Mare for sale, trail horse. Started on roping. Suts on box, but not yet following steers. Needs some work.
Oh, that's so artsy.
Becky sent in the following. Thank you, Becky. Two super broke AQHA horses, $2,500. Now we're getting to some serious money. Detroit Lakes.
Ooh.
Okay. Bay Mary, 7 years old, games and trail rides, 14 hands, 10-year-old red roan, 15 two-hands, gelding has one money, healing both are beautiful, and super broke, call or text.
Hmm.
Without any punctuation, by the way. So there I think we have a games and trail riding something, and then another one that won money, but I'm not sure what he won money in because it doesn't say. So, but no. He has won money, and he's healing. Oh, he's won money healing.
Oh, healing. Oh, they spelled it wrong.
He has won money healing. Got it. I thought he was healing,
he
and he's won money.
Healing experiment.
Don't
these people have spell check?
Don't they have a period button on their keyboard? Use it.
All right, the next one was sent in by Gemma Kuntz. And it says ranch grade green broke horse, $800 OBO. This bay is 3 years old and is growing. I started him last year and only rode him on Saturdays. He bucked twice last year and then sat all winter and has not ever tried it this year. He loads excellent trailer and is starting to neck rein really nice. Goes off foot pressure very well. I've had him on two small cattle drives this year and he did great.
I love the fact that he started to neck rein, and rein is spelled R-A-I-N. Is that a medical condition, by the way? You're a vet.
I think it means he has a skin disease.
I started him last year, and he bucked twice last year and then sat all winter because I was scared to get back on him.
Yeah, and then not ever tried it again this year because I haven't gotten on it.
I haven't ridden him since.
But he hasn't tried to book since I haven't written them.
Oh, this is funny. Thank you to Gemma for that one. Jerry, you can't make this stuff up. Jerry Kerr sent in the following. I don't remember Jerry. That might be a new name. Jerry says, did she break her neck riding this horse? Well, let's find out. A quarter horse, reduced price, $1,000 in Carson, Washington. 11-year-old quarter horse, gelding. Sweet horse will do anything. Sweet horse will do anything for you. Shots current and worm.
Dot, dot.
Needs feats done. Asked $1,200 reduced to $1,000. Only resin selling is because I broke my neck 3 years ago. Whoa. No bite, kick, or buck. My two grandchildren are around him, and they are 2 and 9 years old. Good point. Did she break her neck riding this horse? Why would you put that in here?
I know.
Next to him, trying to sell a horse.
Because you don't understand the Craigslist community. Oh. They always have to tell you something about themselves. This is why my refrigerator and sink are not selling. I need to come up with something. Like, I really need to sell these things because...
Because, yes.
You know, whatever.
Because I fell off my horse and I broke my neck and I need to sell my refrigerator and sink.
Right.
It has to be something that has nothing to do with the thing you're selling. See, that seems to be the trend.
Yeah, exactly. It has to be completely, it just to like catch your attention.
And I'm so sorry that Jamie wasn't here today because I love this ad that she said, need feats done. So I didn't have to say the word H-O-O-F and Jamie could bust on me about it again. So,
that's true.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Jerry.
Okay, the next one's sent by Mary Freedies. Wanted your old rusted sheet panels, $5 Inverness. I would like to put up a trellis using old rusted sheep or cattle panels that you might have laying around. I need at least 2 4x12 panels and will gladly come pick them up. Please call me.
Does she only want rusted ones? Or they have to be rusted or she doesn't want them?
If they're not rusted, then she will have to, paint them with the Rust-Oleum texture paint. You know, she has to distress them on her own. But she wants them pre-distressed.
Now, Glenn, you and I have been to the Inverness area.
Yes, we have.
So
yes.
She should
My
be
grandmother
getting.
Used to live there.
She should be getting thousands of replies.
Yes.
On this.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of old farms in the Inverness area. I will say that. Not too far from us, actually. I love that. Go ahead. Sorry.
And I think it's funny that she doesn't have enough rusty metal in her yard in Inverness, so she's going to look for somebody else's rusty metal to put into her yard.
Hey, if you need some goats for that, we're inside those rusty metal things. We got the connection for you. Put those two together. Hey, I love Mary's email address. I won't give the whole thing, but it starts, "Just ponies, please." Mary, I love you.
Oh,
yeah.
That's cute.
Merrill 714 sent this one in. Oh, it's our horse trailer of the week. Oh, and it's another classic. Where do they find these every week? One. Jennifer said, you said you were overrun in horse trailers, too.
I'm getting some really awesome horse trailers.
Every week I say...
I wish I could do more.
Every week I say, we can't find, you know, there's no more horse trailers that can beat the one we had the week previous, but every week we come up with a new one. This one, oh my God, they want a lot of money, too.
Yeah.
For this one.
Yeah.
Usually the average price for these crappy horse trailers that are rust buckets and that, you know, the tires are flat and the hitch doesn't work at all anymore and the doors have fallen off are $400. This one they want $600 for. Horse trailer, $600. Used to haul roofing, appliances, etc. from Idaho. Worked great on some extremely bad roads. 8x5 foot hauler away. Well, that's this one. Worked great on some extremely bad roads, which means it won't work great anymore. This is a convertible.
I like how the door is propped along on the side.
The back door isn't
the
connected.
Back door.
It's rusted out, too. You know, it has a big hole in it. So this one, the back door isn't even hooked up. There's no hitch. There's no the little cranky thing. Not there at all.
Oh, you're right.
And it's sitting up on its back tailgate. So I guess you have to jump on it to get it down onto your hitch. That's the only way. You'd have to get like two fat people to sit on it to get it down on your hitch.
That's true. That's true.
The spare tire looks terrific, by the way. This is one of the best spare tires we ever had. It's red, and it's rounded in the front like all the other ones that we see. And it's a convertible. There's no roof. It just has a little metal things that go over the top. My guess is it's seen better days.
It's maybe been rolled.
Yeah.
There is a Carfax report on this thing.
Yeah, and you're right, because
sure
the top's all bent. You're right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's either awesome. That or the sides rusted out and the whole top's falling in. One or the other.
That could be it, too. Yeah, you're right.
You know what we should do? We should find out how much you can get for, like, scrap metal for these kind of trailers. And then we should just buy them up and take them down to the scrap place.
Only you would think
we might be able to make a business out of this.
Jennifer will post this classic red beast on our Horses in the Morning Facebook page.
Okay, the next one was sent in by Martha Kors. Sailor Trade, $1, Keenan, Wisconsin. Next 2 weeks, offering this well-bred filly mare for $1,200. Or trade, which has been reduced from $3,000. Just turned four at the end of May. Copper-colored chestnut with flaxen mane and a bit darker tail. Wide chest, nice hip, very kind, intelligent eyes. Some professional training. Please include a phone number so we can talk. Trade, ... anything horse-related. Two off milk calves, a cow, two horse trailer, older, okay, roadworthy, well broke, smaller horse, large pony for grandkids to ride, not too old, deer hunting rifles, or willing to hear what you can offer. A better home is more important to me, but I will not just give her away. No more than you would if you had over $2,000 into your mare. It is not her fault. She is not broke. Three family deaths have taken any money I could have put into her training. Call me and leave me a message. Lots of rings.
Lots of rings?
This lady is crazy. I would never want to call this person and talk to her. She's going to tell you everything.
Yes, she will. You'll
You're
be there
to hear
for
about
a week.
All the family deaths. Yeah. And this was the pony of my dreams. And I was going to go and do all this stuff with her, but I didn't have any money because I had to pay for my great aunt's funeral and blah, 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 blah.
Jennifer just typed in our chat room. This is funny. You know how you're trying to sell your old fridge?
Yeah.
And we said you got to put something non-related in your ad. And in Florida, this would be the thing to put. You need to put in there, the only reason I'm selling my fridge is my python died and I don't need to store the rats anymore.
I know. I'm actually going to put that in. I'm going to put that in today, and then I'm going to tell you if I get any responses.
You'll sell it by tomorrow. You need to put that in. That's funny.
But you know what? I can guarantee you this is the response I'm going to get. You know what? I have a python that I could sell you since your python died.
That's true.
Or the other response will be, hey, do you have any extra frozen rats? Those are the only responses I'm going
to
get.
You have to do this, and we have to talk about it on the show next week, all right? Keep all the responses. Keep them all, and we'll go through them all.
Okay.
That's funny. Or you're going to get the animal rights people. You shouldn't be owning pythons anyway. You're going to get those, too.
I know. You love it now. You love Craigslist now. You're addicted. You're going to start putting stuff on there, too. You're going to get those goats and see how many you can trade for different things. It'll be like a new currency.
Hey, you know what? Our landlords, where we live on their property, they wanted goats. So we could probably talk to them about it.
That's what I'm saying. You go get these 24 goats for free. You could give a couple to your landlord. You could trade a couple for my fridge and my sink. You could trade some for this pony. You get all kinds of shit with those goats. Oh, sorry. Sorry.
Only the second person. Beep. Beep.
Oh, sorry. We're rough at the driving radio show. It's just, you know,
next one up. Yankee sent the final one in, and then we're going to pick a winner. A 13-hand stocky trail mule, $500. In Correctionville, Tennessee, or Iowa. Correctionville. You think there's a prison there?
That sounds dangerous.
Yeah.
I have a
7-year-old Haflinger John mule for sale. Good trail mule if you just like to jump on and ride. Not a little kid's mule. He liked to go. Jumps right into the trailer. Does not like ears touched, but can be bridled. Not so good ground manners, but can be pushy. Oh, he's selling this one.
Uh-oh. I know. Sounds great.
Must go. $500 cash picked up at my farm. Oh, my God. Is he selling this one? This mule is going to run your butt over. You are in trouble with this one. You
Big
like to
trouble.
Jump in the trailer, which is why you have to come pick him up at the farm, because he also kicked the crap out of this guy's trailer. That's what happened.
God, guaranteed. Jump right in.
Oh, Jennifer says the population is 821 in Correctionville.
Oh, my God. So there's like 5 wardens and the rest are all inmates.
Inmates, yes. He can be pushy. Not so good ground manners. It sounds like he's been in prison. Just got out.
No,
that was a good one. All right, we have to pick winners. You and Jennifer have to decide, all right? So we have first the Ultra Shield Fly Protection Package. The Ultra Shield Fly Protection Package from Absorbeam, which is great. This is 4 bottles while you guys are deciding. This is 4 bottles, the Ultra Shield EX, the Ultra Shield Red, the Ultra Shield Sport, and the Ultra Shield Green. We need some more right now. I noticed we were running out. Jennifer, could we win? Can I win for my ad? 2 dozen free goats.
I don't think you can.
It was great though.
It was a great ad. Yeah.
So what do you think, Jennifer? Which one did you like?
I'm voting for Mary Jeff Ponies.
Oh, the rusty panels.
That's
pretty good.
I like that one too. That's a good one.
All right, so Mary Just Ponies, she needs a B-side. She's probably in Florida, so she needs fly spray because we're being inundated in mosquitoes right now. And then we have Dr. Rose's Remedies gift pack. Who is going to get that? Do you have a favorite, Wendy?
You can pick this one.
This is hard. Wendy. I think I like the broken neck. I think I like Jerry's quarter horse. And the only reason I'm selling it is because I broke my neck 3 years ago.
Jerry Kerr, you win the Dr. Rose's Remedies. You want to contact Jennifer with your name and address, and she'll get a hold of the companies and get them out to you. Thank you to Absorbine and to Dr. Rose's Remedies. Dr. Rose's has been a big supporter of our show since the beginning, and he has just been there for us. And oh, you got a comment here. Barbie just posted on our Facebook page. This is Happy Barbie from New Jersey, I think. She says, oh, my goodness.
Hi, Happy Barbie.
Wendy is a riot. I have been laughing so hard I had to stop cleaning stalls and get tissues out to wipe my funny tears.
Because she's like, I can't believe that girl is saying these ridiculous things on the air.
And Wendy officially
she's laughing at me.
Wendy officially gets fined $100 today for saying a swear word live on the radio.
I almost just swore again in response to that. It bit my tongue because I don't want to have to owe you money after finishing this show.
I actually am the one who swore first on any of our shows on live on this show, and I think our regular listeners will remember that because I got some crap about it. So, and I said the same word you just did, actually. It just came out. Just like
it just comes out. You know what we should do? We should do a pot, and at the end of the year, like you have to put money in there every time you swear, even on our recorded shows. And at the end of the year, whoever doesn't swear on the shows gets the pot.
Or we could just have a big party.
Yeah, that would be good, too.
We have a swearing party. But you know who would be donating the most money to this, don't you, Wendy?
Yes, us, unfortunately.
I don't know. I think Helena would be right there in there with us, too. See, with the recorded shows, I can edit that out.
That's true. That's well, why we have to add those in so we get more money.
It's been fun. This was a particularly funny group of ads. Thank you, everybody, for taking time out of your day to go onto Craigslist and look all these things up. And thank you, Wendy, for filling in for Jamie again. We really appreciate it. Of course, you can find Wendy. If you want more Wendy, like it sounds like Happy Barbie from New Jersey does, you can find her over at the Driving Radio Show. We had a good show this week, too. So check it out. It was really good. You know, Tell everybody a little bit about it. It was the Coachman episode, and it's been getting a good response.
Yeah, it was really great. We had one of our regulars, David Saunders, and he talked about his shopping trip to buy a new coaching team for Gloria Austin in Spain. That means four horses at once
you're trying to buy.
Yeah, but he really needs like six or eight. Our interview really evolved in a way that we didn't expect. And he talked about these, horse festivals in Spain, which I found totally fascinating. So that was a really fun interview. And then we also talked to Tristan Aldrich, who is, a young coachman, and he's kind of the last of a dying breed. And he is going to have to hold the torch for the people coming behind him. And, it was great to hear his perspective at his age. So
yeah, He said that he thought there were probably about a dozen to two dozen coachmen left in the world at this point.
Yeah.
So it is the last of a dying breed, and he was fascinating. I could have talked to both of them all day. It was a very fun show.
Yeah.
That's over at drivingradioshow.com right now if you want to go take a listen. Well, we've run out of time. That's it for this week. Don't forget you can listen to all the past episodes of Horses in the Morning at horsesinthemorning.com. You can catch us on iTunes. Just search for Horses in the Morning. We really appreciate you listening over there as well. You can then listen at any time you want to. I mentioned it the other day. I'll mention it again, and we're going to be promoting the heck out of this coming up because it's going to make it so easy for you to listen to the shows. We will have an application for Android and for iPhones here very shortly. You'll be able to download it. It's going to be very simple and easy. You can either you can listen to any of our shows, and you know, last 20 episodes of any of our shows. You can download it to your phone and listen to it anytime, or you can stream it if you're in an area where you have Wi-Fi. You can stream the show too. So, it's something that I think it's been long overdue, and we put a lot of time and effort into getting it together. And they have been submitted now to the app stores, and as soon as they're approved, we'll let you know, and you can start downloading and doing that. And I'm just going to end here the show with Barbie, who posted again and said, "I'm going to drive just so I can be cool like you guys." Yes, even if you don't drive,
Barbie.
She says, yes, even if you don't drive, you have to listen to the Driving Radio Show. I have learned a ton and laughed even more. Thank you, Barbie. That's a good way to end the week. Thank you, Wendy. We'll see you, everybody. Have
Thank
a terrific
you guys.
Weekend.
Thank
Be
you,
safe.
You too.
Wear your helmets. Wendy wears her helmets. She just doesn't wear shoes. Thank you, Jennifer. Good guest today.
Professional, for goodness.